The Oregon Ducks continue their role Saturday night with a victory over their Washington rivals, the Huskies. The game is definitely the main event of any college football weekend, but the celebration begins many hours before. KLCC's Jess Burns found some fans whose dedication goes far beyond Duck t-shirts and car magnets.
Before there's this. There's this.
Brats and some chicken skewers, and then we had hamburgers to start.
And this.
Drinking the Bud Light.
And this. Tailgating. The lots around Autzen Stadium become a turbulent sea of green and yellow, with a touch of purple thrown in here and there as a few Huskies brave enemy territory. Tailgating tents emblazoned with the ubiquitous Oregon O are a dime a dozen. Car flags and pom-poms protrude from nearly every vehicle. And about every 10th tailgating party has a flat-screen TV with other college football games on.
Tied in at 6'5", 218 pounds.
But not everyone's TV does this.
This slides out, flips down, and slides in.
So the whole TV slides into the trailer.
Everything's in. This is a box.
That's Mark Norling of Portland. His giant TV is permanently mounted on metal brackets that neatly fold down and disappear inside his tricked-out pull-behind trailer. There's a self-seeking satellite mounted on the top.
The idea started about 5 years ago when I was driving back from a game with some friends, and one of my friends, who's a Duck fan who unfortunately made the mistake of going to Oregon State, but part of that mistake worked out well because he's an engineer. And I'm talking to him saying, you know, I'd love to be able to pull something down every game that'd be easy to pull and would have a keg and a grill, and a TV, and sound, all the stuff I need. And he said, I can do that for you. Engineered it, built it, fabricated the metal, everything from scratch.
In tow mode, the trailer looks like nothing more than a metal Oregon green box, about 4 foot high and 10 foot long. In tailgating mode, the roof rises, and Mark and his guests indeed have everything they need. Mark's trailer is all about the party. Lori Jones's is about getting there, from Tigard, with 12 of her closest friends in the Duck bus.
The bus comes down every home game. It just depends upon who comes down with it.
Lori found the Shorty bus on sale on the side of the road. A church was upgrading, and she bought it on the spot. A bonus? It was already Oregon yellow.
So we just had the green painted. Some friends of ours bought the stickers, and it's been awesome.
Just don't ask her what kind of mileage it gets.
Yeah, we fill it up, and then we run it, and then we fill it up. We don't even keep track. I mean, I'm thinking 10.
That's better than 8 miles per gallon, which is about what a fire truck will get. Yes, that's right, a fire truck.
You're looking at Fire Duck, a converted 1983 Can-Am fire pumper.
Don Anderson spent some time in a Duck's uniform on the track and the gridiron. He now lives in Washington.
And my son-in-law is a professional firefighter. I was a volunteer years ago, and we said, looks like a tailgating vehicle to us. So we bought it from his old department.
They spent the past year converting it into the ultimate tailgating vehicle.
On the side where it used to be all SCBAs, a breathing apparatus, we have flat-screen TV off DirecTV, beer tap coming out the side. Off the back, we have full-size barbecue that slides out onto the tailboard. Instead of firefighters riding back there, we have burgers.
If you climb up the ladder on the back, the original and functional water cannon is still there. And Don's installed a couple benches up there as well. The truck had a long career extinguishing fires in Washington. But now the only crisis Fire Duck will have to handle is if the University of Oregon ever loses a game. I'm Jess Burns at Autzen Stadium.